Mayor Ed Murray announced a plan on Wednesday to put up three new tent cities for Seattle's growing homeless population. His task force on homelessness had recommended adding seven new locations. Even as the mayor made the announcement, homeless people were being evicted from their camps on public property in Seattle. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Michael O'Neill is part of a small group of men living in tents beneath an I-5 exit ramp in the SoTo district. It's just east of Seattle's pro sports stadiums. A 12th man flag flies from O'Neill's tent. On Tuesday, the Washington State Department of Transportation came by to post eviction notices.
They say from 8:30, you got 72 hours, so that makes it Friday. So I'm really scared, you know, because I don't know where the hell I'm going to go.
How long have you been living in a tent?
Just like the last 5 months, you know, and I know I was working. I mean, I'm a professional painter, you know, I work in the barges. But lately, like the last 5 months, I can't seem to get motivated to do anything. I have very bad depression, and I can't afford my meds, you know, and post-traumatic stress disorder and all this mental stuff.
Public health and safety make it necessary to remove these illegal camps. That's what city and state officials say. Garbage and sometimes human waste can build up. Last month, O'Neill got a Christmas present from the Union Gospel Mission, something that most of us take for granted.
They say, what do you wish for? And I said, I wish for a toilet. I wish to where I can sit in privacy, a little privacy. And so they did give me a portable potty. If everybody in a tent here would have a portable potty like you just gave me, we wouldn't have this problem of the white-collar people walking by to the games and seeing, you know, us animals or whatever they want to call us, pooping, you know.
The eviction crews bring police along just in case, and they bring social workers to help the campers find better options, but not always.
They just pop, 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 posted all these signs all over the place. But I was out here, they just walked by, they didn't mention, you know, or the cop didn't mention where to go or nothing like that.
Dave McCormick with WashDOT calls the evictions cleanups, since they remove several tons of garbage each month.
We coordinate with social service agencies. That's not to say that they're there every time we clean, because they have limited budgets, too.
McCormick says WashDOT spends about $250,000 a year removing homeless camps from the Seattle area. Thursday afternoon, Michael O'Neill and his companions were packing up their tents. They planned to stuff their belongings inside shopping carts and find a new place to sleep before their eviction deadline. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.